Hi everyone, Deidre Shen here from The Growth Boss, and in today's episode, we talk about something that's a little bit more hard-hitting, maybe, which is really about commitment and some, you know, we go into our own specific experiences, but also things that we've just been seeing more broadly in the community and in other, and with other entrepreneurs. So anyway, if you wanted to have a listen in, then definitely stick around to what it takes to commit to your business. So with that said, I'll see you after this intro.
The big question is this: how does an everyday person like you, like me, start their own e-commerce business and take it from zero to 100K quickly? By the way, without feeling salesy or slimy or wasting a buttload of money on paid marketing. That is the question, and this podcast will help answer it. Feel great, gave up all the struggles. We are Deidre Shen and Bonna Rai, and this is the Growth Boss Podcast.
Got a lot of thoughts, it's time to unjumble.
Oh, now we're making words up. Is that what's happening?
Unjumble. I was like, no, I think the thoughts are already jumbled.
So we're unjumbling it.
Unjumbling.
You guys, you heard it here first. This is our copy coach inside the academy making a word up. That's just how good. That's just
I was going to say, I'm taking a leaf out of your book. You're the queen of making up words.
I really am. I'm glad you learned something from me, mm-hmm. Mona. Mm-hmm.
And now it's on record. That's on record.
Okay, so we are unjumbling. What are we unjumbling? Let's have a chat about this because there's so many different ways I think we could take this topic. And I want to start from almost this perspective or this place of making a commitment to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we make making a commitment to ourselves is actually any commitment. Mm. Like even when we make a commitment to others, we're actually making a commitment to ourselves.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right? We're making a commitment to ourselves that we're going to fulfill on this commitment or this obligation, whatever.
Yes,
so
yes.
Fundamentally it always comes back to you.
It does, yeah.
And so I guess I wanted to have a chat about like, and this might be a hard one for people, but I do want to just dig a little bit more into whether or not entrepreneurship is for everyone.
Hmm.
And what some maybe some signs are, and you know, how people should actually think about whether or not it is for them. And fundamentally, in my mind, one of the things that it comes back to is that commitment, because entrepreneurship is not easy. I think we all know that.
Mm.
And it comes with discipline. But discipline, even at its root, I think is commitment to yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Huge.
So that's what it comes back to.
Yes.
Discipline isn't about doing something for others. It isn't about, because that's never going to be able to drive you or sustainably.
Sustain yes.
It, right? Yeah. It has to come back to you and how willing you are to make a commitment and then keep that commitment to yourself. So that's kind of and this is why I was saying at the beginning, this topic could go in a whole host of different ways.
I love the unjumbling.
So not yet unjumbled, but let's see if we can get there.
This is the process.
Yeah. Okay. So let's have a chat about this because this happened to us as well.
Mm.
For anyone who doesn't know the story, I don't even know. I think we were kind of like even ourselves being like, have we shared this? I don't know. Maybe we just like did a hard pivot and forgot to tell everyone.
There was just too many things.
But for anyone who started listening to this podcast from the very beginning, then you would know that we started with a skincare brand called Make It Skincare. And you might be wondering, why haven't you guys spoken about that in a while? And apologies if we forgot to tell you, but we decided that we couldn't keep that commitment to ourselves, right? Mm. We had gone into it with the best intentions. We had gone some sales, but then with, you know, the Growth Boss taking off, with getting clients into the academy, we're doing some really, really cool, exciting things around something like, I don't know, Cap Show, maybe. It was just like we just could not sustain that commitment.
Mm.
And I know, Bonna, that you were kind of almost doing the heavy lifting around being the face of the business and things like that. And
I
think you had a bit of a breakthrough moment.
Yeah.
In that too.
Yeah, exactly. I love the reframing of the commitment to self, because I think a lot of the time we think, commitment to the business, commitment to the team in this case, obviously, because we were in this together. But I feel like, you know, definitely for me, because this is part of the jumble up, right? Because I think, you know, because we were, one of the reasons we started making skincare was to obviously test all the strategies we were teaching. And I knew, especially as a mindset implementation coach, but even just in, you know, when we'd work through these things, that it's like things like going live and being the face and all of that is really hard. So I'm like, which of this is just me resisting the hard things that just need to be done? And which of it is like, this is just not the business for me? And it can be really, and you can't work that in your head sitting there in your, you know, living room or whatever, or even having a meeting with, like, you have to go through it.
Yeah.
And you have to reflect on it and then kind of really be able to, I think, distinguish between, you know, you are a dedicated person to, I think about it as like freely chosen obedience, right? Like, what is the struggle that you actually commit to?
Yes.
And I think in this case, it was like the overall plan of having something that we are still actively working on and not just, we never want to be just those textbook people that have never implemented a thing in our lives. You know, that still stood. It just, we got to a point where like, okay, this is not the vehicle, right? We just have to find another one because we're still committed to the overall outcome.
Yes.
That's what I had to work out. I was like, am I just not committed to this outcome? Like, do I just want to be that theoretical person? And the answer was still no. It's just that this wasn't the way for us to meet that commitment. So I think that was probably the main breakthrough. And this reframing is actually a really helpful way to think about it.
Yeah. So as a result, we had to work on something else where we took that pressure off ourselves, right? We made the decision or the conscious decision to go, we can't fulfill this commitment to ourselves to keep this up, to keep this going. And whether that's because of lack of passion, whether that's because of lack of time, whatever that is, we had to be aware of that, know that, and then find another way, which is where we brought Ash in, and he, my husband, as you may have heard from last week's episode and, or even last episode, and he, because he loves baking desserts, like that is his, you know, passion, and he loves talking about it, and he loves, you know, so we could very easily partner with him to be like, okay, he can be the face of it, and we can still be the engine, the marketing engine, the, you know, with all the strategies and implement it and all of that. So it's cool. That works. Mm. And so that's now how we are testing everything that we do first before we teach it to our, you know, to our academy, to our community.
Mm.
So that was kind of even one very, very, you know, personal thing that happened with us. And I see this happen all the time because, and the reason why I want to say it's a commitment to yourself is because as humans, we do have this really, really great knack of passing on the responsibility, passing on the buck. So, you know, a lot of people will pay a lot of money to go into things like a coaching program or to learn things so that they can essentially pass the buck. So that if it doesn't work out, if it fails, whatever, then they can be like, see, it wasn't me. It's not my fault.
Yeah.
It's not
the commitment that I had made.
Exactly. I had, you know, this other person had, you know, told me. But guys, this only works if you fulfill the commitment to yourself. Mm-hmm. And fulfilling the commitment to yourself means actually showing up. It means actually doing the things. It means actually following through. Mm-hmm. It means actually listening and learning, right? Mm-hmm. You cannot just offload these things by paying someone here or, you know, like, I don't know, or blaming it on time or blaming it on other things, right? Yeah. Because fundamentally, it still comes back to you.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you don't have the time, then again, maybe entrepreneurship's not for you. And you have to make that decision.
Yeah.
Because if you cannot commit to yourself that you can make this business work, given the time constraints, if you cannot find the time to actually work on your business to fulfill that commitment to yourself, then it's probably not for you.
Mm.
And we see this happen in all hope, like that's a business, right? But, you know, we see it with even when, you know, I'm going to say rich people, not that I know a lot of people who are rich and who have nannies and things like that. But, you know, a lot of times they can probably be like, well, I don't have the time to spend with my children. So I'm going to outsource it. I'll hire a nanny or a governess or whatever.
Governess.
I know.
Governess.
Downton Abbey.
You just slip that in. We're going to have to talk about that later. But yes, let's keep going. Yeah.
And then you wonder why they're now in their 20s and they have issues, or they're in their teens and they hate you for it, right? Again, was that you fulfilling a commitment to yourself when you decided to do this thing that you then could not fulfill, right? That's a very, like, you know, out there example, but I think it's very relevant because you cannot offload responsibility of your own business, of the decisions that you make, and not fulfill your commitments to not only the thing, but to yourself to actually work on the thing and to ensure that you do everything in your power to make it a success. If this is the right thing for you.
Yes.
Right? Again, if you make the decision that it's not, cool. Like, that's a very empowered, great decision to make.
Mm.
But making the decision that it is comes with obligations.
Yeah.
It comes with, first and foremost, the most important obligation, which is that that obligation to yourself.
Totally. And I think the personal example of the nanny is like / governess. That's when, you know, maybe put a governess exactly. in the left wing of your house, you know. I think it's a really good one because, I mean, I know we talked about an extreme example, but more and more that's quite a popular thing. And I was actually talking to a girlfriend of mine who's recently made this decision to have a nanny. And I think that's the thing, like, you know, you kind of extrapolate that example to say, okay, well, what is the outcome that you want? If it's, you know, because her reasoning very much was, her and her husband's reasoning very much was like, because outsourcing it in a specific way actually makes her more present with her child, right? Because, you know, her career is still important to her. She's trying to figure out a way that she can have both. And this is kind of working at the moment. But to your point, what she did turn up with is like, hey, so, you know, when she's speaking to, you know, directing the nanny, she's directing them. Mm-hmm. And these are sort of some of the activities that she wants them to do. And, you know, she's still taking overall responsibility. She's just decided that, you know, this time she's going to carve out for herself.
Yeah.
And it's not just for her work, but for her own self. There's a lot of women lose themselves in the process, right? I think that's the difference. Like, you're still taking ultimate, you're still committed to the outcome.
Yes.
You're still committed to that thing. And at the same time, I think, you know, entrepreneurship, I think a lot of the time can be bandied about as this like elite club. You either, you know, you're in or you're not. And it shouldn't be, right? There should be no shame in kind of going, actually, maybe this isn't for me, right? Maybe this just, in the same way, like, you know, having a child is not for everyone. Like, it's the idea of it sounds great, but maybe the practicality of it doesn't work for you. But make that decision and don't, to your point, you know, want that thing, not be able to live accordingly. And then there's just resentment all around. Because I think that's the really difficult conversation we have to have with ourselves. And, you know, like, I guess the good thing about, a somewhat good thing about doing a business is like, you can go through the emotions and be like, you can fail it. You can't do that with a child, right?
Yes.
You can't be like, oh, 5 years in.
Back. Yeah, exactly. How do I fail it?
You can't be like, 50% of, you know, mothers don't make it through the first year. It's not going to work. But whereas with businesses, 50% do fail in the first year, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And if at that point you realize that it's not for you because you don't have the bandwidth, the time, the whatever to take the help that you have asked for.
Yeah.
Then you're right. Maybe it's not for you. And you that investment was in figuring that out, figuring out what's next for you instead.
Yes.
Exactly. Which is cool.
Totally. Totally. So you guys, I hope that, if nothing else, you start to think really deeply about that commitment to yourself, what that is, because we all have to make it, you know, definitely in our business, but even in things like health, fitness, you know, all like mindset, relationships, like everything, literally every aspect of our life, right? We have to make that commitment to ourselves to do things a certain way, to live a certain way. And this is 100% even more amplified in a business because yes, it's very, it's much more visible, right? Like there's this thing out in the world. but it's also, it takes a lot of time. Like we get all of the struggles and not everyone, unfortunately, can fulfill that commitment. Because of whatever reasons. Fundamentally, that's because if you know that you're the kind of person who cannot keep that obligation, cannot keep that commitment, like, or it's not a priority, right? It's more of a priority to keep a commitment to family or something else. That's cool. That's totally cool. No judgment here, right? We failed things many times. But you've just got to know that and you've got to take responsibility for that. I think that's the bottom line.
Exactly.
So, I don't know if this helped in any way, but, but hopefully it did at least clarify something in your mind. Even if it is a big, yes, this is me. This is it. I'm committed. Like, you know, hopefully that's the outcome. But definitely let us know, give us some feedback, email me, you've got it in the show notes, and please rate and review as well. Leave us some comments, leave us some feedback there. So you guys, thank you for listening and we'll speak to you soon.
Bye.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us today and listening to this episode. Look, as a business owner myself, I'm well aware of the many, many other shows that you could have listened to. Hopefully what we shared with you today will not only resonate with you, but will also help you on your own e-commerce journey. Now, if this episode did help you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know who might need it. Hit subscribe and leave us a review. We gonna celebrate life, turning up tonight.